Excuse me. 20th floor, if you would. Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Solomon. Staying hydrated?
Sure am, Ms. Vera.
You're as silly as ever, Mr. Solomon. Good luck with those contracts.
Thank you. Don't work too hard.
You don't have any idea who that was just now, do you? Usually when a human is in the same elevator as Mr. Solomon, sealer of deals and crafter of seals, they make a point not to stare. Are you a temp? No. You've got that dead, listless look that only comes from a very long career of sitting in front of a computer. So, you're the fresh blood that I've been hearing so much about. I'm just kidding. I haven't heard about you at all. The lights? Did we just stop? Well, that's decidedly broken. Where's the emergency phone? There it is. Ugh. Could you do it? Well, I can, but the boys in elevator maintenance are a little unfond of me. So they might be a little less prompt about coming to rescue us if I call them. Well, a lady doesn't demote and tell, but let's just say that the head of maintenance is still a little bitter about where he's ended up in life. If I didn't know better, I might be inclined to believe that our elevator stopping is his doing. Although that would call your presence here into question. Are you here by accident? Just at the wrong place at the wrong time? Or are you here as bait? To try and coax me into making a mistake worth reporting. Because I can tell you now, I don't make mistakes. I have a spotless record with this company, and anyone would be very, very hard-pressed to find anything blackmail-worthy. And if someone were to try and make things difficult for me in my career, they might find themselves feeling rather drained. But from the look on your face, I'd say that you're probably innocent of being part of any elaborate scheme led by maintenance to frame me. In fact, just saying that out loud makes me feel a little silly because of how paranoid it all sounds. And because that moron in the basement is far too stupid to pull off something like that. So, will you make the call or not? Are you all right? You look very flushed all of a sudden. Oh, did I get too close to you before? All right, I do apologize. It was a cheap tactic to see if you'd confess to anything. But you're a good little newbie of upstanding moral fiber, aren't you? Keep it up, and you'll go places here. But we aren't going anywhere at this rate. I suppose I ought to make the call. Will you hold my folders? Thank you. Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, you absolute piece of evening. It's Vera from upstairs. Since I'm calling from the elevator's emergency phone, I trust that you can glean from context what I might be calling about. That's right. No, just me and one of the new hires. Yes, of course we're both fine. It's a broken elevator, not a national disaster, or that time that 12th floor wiped half of the company's hard drives. And how soon do you think that you can have someone come rescue us? Well, I suppose that we'll just wait for you here then. All sorted. I'll take those folders back now. Thank you. It looks like it'll take them about 10 minutes or so before they can get us moving again. But we are talking about maintenance, so we might as well get comfy and think about how we're going to usher in the new year in here. So, how are you settling in? I find it's important to ask our human employees how they're doing. It can be a bit of an adjustment if they haven't worked in a workspace with non-human co-workers before. Especially if they're working outside of their normal sleep schedules. Tell me, do you always work the night shift, or are you just working late tonight? I only ask because usually we reserve the night shift for staff on a nocturnal sleep schedule, like me. It's more effective this way. However, there are cases of certain human employees performing better on the nocturnal schedule. Have you had your performance review yet to see when you're at your most efficient? Ah, I see. But just remember, if it's not working out, you can always put in a request to be reviewed again. We've had more than a few human employees work themselves too hard to try and keep up with their non-human co-workers. And while their drive is admirable, it always results in less productivity than if they had just switched back to the day shift. And it's always such a shame letting such sweet employees go. You seem so nervous. Relax. You don't have anything to worry about. I'm not lecturing you. I just don't want to see another subordinate go to waste. Trust me, as your senior, I only have yours and the company's best interests in mind. What's my position in the company? Oh, this is cute. You really don't know who I am. Oh, but you already look so nervous. I almost don't want to tell you. Let's put it this way. I'm not your boss, but if I signed a few papers and stamped a few forms, I could practically own your boss. So you can imagine what sort of things I could do to you, right? Oh, that wasn't very appropriate of me now, was it? Oh, I apologize. It's actually past my scheduled break, and I tend to get a bit capricious when I take lunch late. Hopefully maintenance doesn't take too long getting us moving again. Are you feeling okay? The small spaces make you uncomfortable. Oh, don't worry about me. I'm absolutely fine. I don't particularly mind cramped spaces. Not only that, but how often do coworkers get to enjoy this sort of casual intimacy at the office. And isn't there something exhilarating about this sort of thing? Oh, come on now. We're off the record. You've never considered it. Late at night, in the supply room, all of the lights off, one of you up on top of the copy machine, or throwing someone onto the desk, all of the papers scattering to the floor. Or trapped in the elevator, pinned up against the wall by your superior, unable to stop her from doing whatever she likes with you, even if you wanted to. You've gone all pink again. Did you like picturing that? Oh, you can't lie to me. It's all over that adorable face of yours. Come now. Looking away won't help you. Eyes back here. Good. That's it. I value honesty in an employee. So tell me, how much time do you spend letting your imagination run away with you? What sort of things raced through your mind when our elevator jolted to a stop? How shameful. Letting all these depraved thoughts distract you from your work. What should I do about this? As your superior, I really should do something to correct you. After all, I know that deep, deep down you want to be a good little employee, right? It's not your fault that your mind can't focus on your work. You've had no one to help you. So how about we help each other? You see, I've been looking for a way to drink at the office. These blood packs that the office provides just aren't satisfying. So I've been looking for someone to help fill that position. Someone discreet. Do you understand? No. It doesn't hurt. Rather the opposite. I haven't been on the receiving end in a very long time, but I still remember the feeling very well. How all your worries and stress and everything in your mind just melts away with every drop, leaving nothing left but a blank, happy bliss. Would you like me to show you? Still look so unsure. I'm going to need you to be a bit more decisive. Tell me that you want me to sink my teeth into you. Tell me that you want me to drink from you until I'm satisfied. Until you're satisfied. Because if you don't ask, I won't. So I need you to ask for it. Ask me to take it all away. Ask me to use you up like the good little blood bag you are, right here and right now. Ask. Good job. It's very important for an employee to be clear and concise, especially when addressing their superiors, especially when answering a superior's question. Now stay still, and I'll help myself. exactly what I've needed. It's so sweet. I can feel traces of your heart racing on my tongue. Cute face that you're making. I like it. It suits you. Hey, if you squirm that much, I can't promise that your collar won't get stained. Or do you want people to notice? To know just how depraved that you really are? No, don't worry, don't worry. It can be our secret. I'm not going to throw you away that quickly. Not when you taste this good. That was refreshing. Can you even hear me anymore? Your eyes are all glassy. Did I take too much for a first go? I can't send you back to work in this condition. Should I send you home? No. Are you sure? I don't want you to end up like the other human employees I told you about. Working too hard, burning themselves out. I'd much rather you not wear yourself too thin. Because we can't go drinking if you're going to be too tired to work afterward. Do you understand? That's my hard-working little newbie. I'm sure that we're going to have a very mutually beneficial relationship. What kind of timing is that? You should probably fix up your collar. That's better. Don't worry, no one will see the marks. We're both professionals. I wouldn't let you leave looking unpresentable. Well, if you'll excuse me, I really do have to finish this paperwork. But, here, this is my card. My work hours are on there, just in case you need to follow up on anything that we've discussed here today. Don't work too hard out there, my little temp.